Folks, good evening. The microphones are on and the television cameras are rolling. Tonight's City Council meeting, correction, tonight's Special Committee of the Whole meeting is called to order. Let the record show that all the aldermen are present. We have one item of business on tonight's Special Committee of the Whole meeting, and that is to consider approval of the temporary outdoor liquor license for Sergio's Cantina, located at 30 West State Street, for the Festival of the Vine 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. I believe Alderman Marks made the second. Any questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. Motion to adjourn this special committee of the whole meeting is in order.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
And there's a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great.
Did you get who did it? Who said it?
We have no idea who said that. This is awesome.
I seconded.
I made the motion.
Are your microphones working, guys?
Mine is.
Okay. Awesome.
You've been censored.
So there's, yeah.
There you go.
Some of us have been censored. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's a great crowd this evening. We now jump into our regularly scheduled city council meeting. It's a pleasure to welcome so many lovely faces in the crowd today. Isn't that exciting? I'm trying to find the loveliest one of them.
Lots of uniforms.
There is, my God. Let's see. I'm just trying to find out who we should ask to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, because we always begin a meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's see. Okay, I got it. Tonight's City Council meeting is called to order. I kindly ask our City Clerk, the Honorable Mr. Landberg, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Here.
Greg Maladra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
John Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
We have a full house this evening. We begin, as I stated earlier, our meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I would like to ask the lady who perhaps might be busiest this coming weekend, Jean Gaines, to lead us in the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jean. Ladies and gentlemen, immediately to my left, this is not Chuck Radovich. Chuck Radovich has been the city attorney for nearly 30 years, but he's not with us this evening. He's conducting other business. Traditionally, in Chuck Radovich's stead, we have former alderman and legal guru Scott Finson joining us. Scott Finson could not join us this evening. So,
wow. Third.
We went to this guy, yeah, who apparently last, I can't say the TV cameras are here. This is the former mayor of Downers Grove and current state senator, Mr. Ron Sandbeck, who has served the city of Geneva previously on discussions that we had several years ago. Mr. Sandbeck is a law partner with Mr. Finson, and we are delighted to have him in Geneva tonight. He hails from Downers Grove, but he made it this far west and apparently likes it so much he's thinking of leaving his Senate seat just to move here and live. So we're very excited about that. Do you want to say anything before we grill you about what you're doing in Springfield?
You can grill me anytime you want. Obviously, three's the charm. You had Chuck and Scott, and I guess you got me now. But it's a pleasure, true pleasure, to be here. It's great to see so many people. Obviously, there's some important business to be conducted, and I'm honored just to play a small part. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sandbeck. We, of course, refer to him as acting city attorney this evening. We drop the lofty title of senator. That is a lofty title still, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like acting city attorney better.
You got it. ACA. Folks, we have some very special recognition this evening, as all of you know. We begin with asking our fire chief, Mr. Steve Olson, to join us at the podium. Chief Olson has a few words this evening that will, I think, set the tone for what we're all about to share.
Mayor, members of the City Council, on Friday, August 5th, these seven gentlemen who are sitting here to my left were all, on a good note, were out, out for a bicycle ride along the Fox River bike trail. And they happened to stop by the Fox River along by the dam here in Geneva. And they noticed that there were people in distress and needed assistance. And which is so unusual in today's world, they put their safety aside. They entered the water to render assistance to people in need. And we just don't see that much anymore. And there was a, unfortunately, there was one victim, Mr. Randy Succi, who was, did not survive. But on the other hand, there were two people who did. And it's to the credit to these gentlemen behind us. And I felt it was important to the community, to us, the departments, police and fire departments, organizations, to recognize these gentlemen, because they, their actions made the efforts of our responding personnel that much more effective. And and so tonight I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Brian Beard. If you guys, gentlemen, could stand up as I call your names. Mr. Brian Beard, Mr. Larry Gerner, Neil Golterman, Gary McGregor, Dan Pucci, Clint Roberts, and Mr. Dion Powell. I think these gentlemen deserve a round of applause.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Olson, in his own modesty, along with his department who are here this evening, I don't know if Chief Mexon's here or not from the police department.
Yes, he's here. He's right behind us.
It's hard to explain. Chief Olson and his team are here tonight as a team because as a team, they asked to be recognized as such. That the individuals who also provided assistance that day, who were some of the first in the water that day, asked not to be singled out because they're a member of a larger team, and that team is known as the Professional Geneva Firefighters. And the same goes with Chief Mexon and his police officers. You guys know who you are. You guys know what you did. I certainly know, and as do others. But we honor you tonight as a team because you are an important member of the team we call Geneva. So we thank you for your modesty, Chief and the others, and we're just delighted that you're all here. Now to the gentlemen who are visiting with us this evening, thank you very much for carving out some time on your Tuesday. We had a chance to visit that day when you were still picnicking. Many of you were soaking wet. Many of you were grateful that you happen to be in the, quote, right place. There's an expression that I think is fitting for this evening. And it's paraphrasing. It says, let bravery be thy choice, not bravado. And bravery certainly was your choice that day on August 5. These men did not afterward, go looking for praise or attention or accolades or recognition, but they responded to all the comments and compliments as any person with great humility would and simply said, I did what I could. I did what anyone else would do. I'm just glad and happy that I could help. So that's pretty extraordinary. And I think I heard someone say earlier this evening, and perhaps we will hear this again and again, particularly this week in this country, that sometimes heroes come in the most uncommon form, and sometimes they are our neighbors and our friends. Sometimes they're firefighters and police officers and public works employees, and sometimes they're just a bunch of dudes riding on bikes on a beautiful summer afternoon and who stop their recreation in order to save a life. So we are very, very proud to have you with us tonight. And as a small token of our appreciation, I do have a certificate of recognition for each of you. And if any of you would like to say something, by all means, the floor is yours. Now, you're all Naperville residents, is that correct? Close enough? Where's that?
I live here in Naperville.
Well, what the heck? We got to recognize you first. No, I'm kidding. Mayor Pradel called and said, get those guys back to Naperville. So apparently you guys spend a lot of money downtown Naperville. So how's George doing anyways? Is he good? How he got voted the hottest looking mayor is still beyond my comprehension. But let's not bring that up tonight, Mr. City Attorney.
Look at the competition.
There is a certificate that has been prepared for each of you this evening, and it is simple, but hopefully it states exactly what all of us feel in our hearts, and certainly the larger community of nearly 22,000 residents of Geneva. And dare I say, those who have heard about and read about your bravery and your courage that day. It simply reads, Certificate of Appreciation. This certificate is hereby awarded to you fine gentlemen in recognition of uncommon courage and bravery demonstrated on August 5, 2011 during the Fox River Rescue in Geneva, Illinois, awarded the 6th day of September, 2011. So if you gentlemen would permit me, I'd like to come down and present these to each of you. That was Mr. Pucci. I presented that certificate to Clinton Roberts. Where's Mr. Roberts? There he is.
My glasses?
Whoopsie daisy. Mr. Gary McGregor. Neil Golterman. Larry Gerber. Mr. Brian Baer. Brian Beard.
That's fine.
My God, I've insulted a hero. This is like the worst dream come true.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very humble.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Let's see. I wonder who's last here. Dion Paul. Mr. Paul, Argentina. Can we get a picture of you guys up here? Would you mind?
Sure.
If you want to stand with a seal behind you, I think it'll be a great shot. Every great team has a nickname. What do we call these seven guys? What do you think, Mr. Nagel? Isn't that a great shot?
A tribute rescuer.
That's a great picture, gentlemen. Would any of you like to say anything?
I'd like to thank the fire department and the police department. You guys were right there, and you were awesome that day. We saw you.
I'm sorry. Maybe you can hear me better now. I'm Clint Roberts, and we watched you guys go into action on that Friday. I think you guys are superlative. You were right there, and you gave it everything that you had. And so thank you for the team that you are and for the work that you did last Friday.
Chief, do you want to stick with the plan you and I discussed? I would entertain a brief recess for 5 minutes without objection. So moved. Seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The cameras will be turned off and the microphones will be turned off. We will recess for a brief 5 minutes. Thank you. I would entertain a motion to resume the city council meeting.
So moved.
Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for allowing this community to recognize those gentlemen. We appreciate it very much. We get to now recognize the Geneva Beautification Volunteers, who, if you did not notice, as you entered city council chamber this evening, as you came up these steps, right, Womack? There's some beautiful work being done on the north side of the building. And this is being done by volunteers. These are folks who looked at this palette we call City Hall and said, you know what, this could be better, this could be more attractive, this could be more sustainable.
And they asked you to leave.
And then they asked me to leave. Yes, thank you, Bob. So I would like to entertain some comments from Brad. Brad, do you want to join us? Or Jay, excuse me, Brad. Jay, do you want to join us for a little bit and tell us what you've been up to? Seriously, yeah. You got to give this, you got to give substance to this because I buy my plants at the store. I don't know how to do that.
It's like milk. It comes from the store.
Does everyone know who Jay Womack is?
We do now.
Ta-ta.
Well, Jay, what's your official title?
My official title, well, I have a few of them, but in for tonight's capacity, I'm the chairperson for the Natural Resources Committee. We are a nonprofit group through the City of Geneva. We're one of the subcommittees of SPAC, and we were started probably 8 or 9 years ago, and I've been part of the group for 6 or 7. And our job is, our mission is to promote the environment to the City of Geneva, to the town, to the people that live here that visit. And we've got a number of projects that go on. We've done a river cleanup. We've done a prairie garden or two. We've done rain barrels on parade, where we painted the rain barrels down 3rd Street. And we've done that for a few years. And but our latest project, which I've kind of taken on personally, was I'm also an advisor through Kane County to the Conservation Foundation. And they received a grant from the Grand Victoria Foundation to do a whole cameo of the Fox River to promote the natural areas, the things that are going on that are good about the river. And part of that was to implement 2 rain gardens in different locations along the Fox River. So they called me and asked if I knew of a location where a rain garden would be fitting for the City of Geneva. And I said, what a coincidence. I know exactly where I would like to put a rain garden within the city of Geneva. So I contacted Mary and Stephanie, and we talked about it, and we took on the side of the city hall here, and we developed two rain gardens on both sides, one on each side. And they're working fantastically. The rain that comes off the roof goes into the rock, which infiltrates into the ground, and there's native plants and ornamental plants in there. They absorb the water. We've not only created beauty for the citizens, but if you stand out there on any given day, there's butterflies and bees and dragonflies and birds, and so we've created a little bit of wildlife habitat as well. And so a part of the mission is to now hopefully take that design scenario of the rain gardens, and one of my personal missions in life is to have a rain garden at every house in Geneva somehow, 10,000 rain gardens. Yes, and part of that then would be beautification, but it also helps to honor the rain that falls on our homes, and we get it back into the ground so it can infiltrate the soils accordingly so that we feed the local aquifers, which now feed the Fox River, with clean, sustainable water. And so part of that is to create these places at our homes, and we honor that water, and we provide a little bit of wildlife habitat in the meantime. So that's what the project is in a nutshell, and I'm very happy to have been part of it. Stephanie and Mary and Sherry Weidel were out there helping us install it one afternoon, and the Natural Resources Committee helped to install it, and it's now being maintained by Roger Landerman and a few other folks, and it looks fantastic. So if you do have a chance to take a look at it, please do, and think about a rain garden at your home or a rain barrel. We sell rain barrels too.
Yeah, never have I invited someone to speak who said, oh, God, really, and then spent 10 minutes. That was really well done, Jay. Like you didn't have that prepared?
It's in my soul.
Did you practice this before?
No, I think he's an eloquent speaker.
I don't want to upset you, for God's sake, although we do have firefighters in the room.
Yeah, yes.
Funny. Geez. Good Lord.
No, it's well done. It's in my soul to do these things.
Is there anybody else you'd like to introduce?
We have Bill Deckel, one of the other NRC members who is instrumental.
How you doing, Bill?
And the rest of our group is either on vacation somewhere or out of town. So, but we will definitely pass along the thank you.
Awesome. And we have certificates for you as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Just when you thought the city's budget was blown on certificates. We've got some. These are, of course, made with all natural papers, and they're biodegradable.
Excellent.
So you
another lie. Soy ink.
I was going to say soy ink impregnated with seeds.
But if not, just drop these north of Gray Street and let DeWitt deal with it. Is Channel 7 gone? Okay, good. Oh, I see Brenda's here. Good God. The city of Geneva is proud to recognize Jay Womack, WRD Environmental. That is your company.
That's the company I work for.
Yeah.
So I personally design the rain gardens.
For WRD?
Well, for the city of Geneva, but on my time as a WRD employee. And then the Natural Resources Committee is the group that had installed it.
In appreciation for your volunteer efforts in designing and implementing the City Hall Rain Garden, the city of Geneva is proud to recognize you and your work, and thank you for your gift of service to the community. Presented this 6th day of September, 2011. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Isn't that great? Everything spelled right. I sprayed it with cologne.
Excellent.
I like that.
Excellent.
Good answer. This is for you, Mr. Womack. Now, Ken Lanterman's not here tonight, correct, Jay? He is? Where is he? Oh, good Lord. Well, Ken, come on up, man. This is a nicer one than Jay's.
Thank you.
Clint Lansky, that's cool, man. Remember the show Moonlighting?
Yeah.
Is that what it's named after?
No.
Let go of my hand. That's good. Go to the podium. Everyone needs to know who you are. Who's this young lady in the front? Does she know you?
Yes, I support Moonlight Landscaping.
That's your. Oh my God! Let's go up there and talk about the baby. Go on up to the podium, Mr. Twins.
Yes.
Holy moly! Have you ever thought about the name Kevin? Moonlight. Where are you located? Where's Moonlight Landscaping located?
I'm located in Geneva and just became part of, volunteered for the beautification committee.
That's awesome. So you're big fans and friends with Dorothy and everybody else.
Yeah. Well, I haven't officially met Dorothy.
She's a taskmaster.
Sherry.
Sherry Weidel.
Sherry Weidel, right.
Yes.
Yeah, she is a
very nice lady and very informative. And so... just became a volunteer and look forward to working with the beautification committee.
Well, there's no such thing as just a volunteer, so you're doing a heck of a job.
We'll put you to work.
Yeah. And when are we expecting?
September
15th. In half an hour.
Yes. Wow.
September 15th?
One of your last days of freedom here.
We have coverage for this in case something? Yeah. And they're twins. Boys and girls, do you know? Or are you going to be surprised? Wow, that is really exciting.
Yes, thank you.
Are you going to name them after a plant?
No.
Or are you going to do
Lily
like...
and Daisy were thinking now.
Really?
Oh, how cute.
That's awesome. Well, you have to keep us posted, okay?
All righty.
Will you? Yeah. We'll plug up the we'll put a picture of the little moonlighters up on the screen. So.
Moonlight Landscape is part of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
So,
ah, well, Gene will broadcast that. Oh, my God.
We'll be happy to put that in soundings. I thought that was very kind.
That's exciting. And where will they be delivered?
At Del Nor.
At Del Nor.
In Geneva.
Pretty cool. Have I made you completely nervous?
Just a little bit.
Okay. What else? You wanted to say something else?
No, I just look forward to, again, just volunteering and working with the city and hopefully get involved in more projects. So.
We'd love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who likes the gazebo out in front of City Hall?
I do. Good Lord. Who's that, Ellen?
Firefighters, do you like that gazebo out in front of City Hall? If you guys would have stayed where you were in 31, you could have enjoyed it more. But you had to move to that big old headquarters. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And the people who take care of it and maintain that, and they also maintain the rain gardens, as we know. Who's ever heard of the Memers of Geneva? Ellen, I haven't paid you a buck to say that every time. So, the Memer number 33 Lodge of Geneva, Illinois. I think we have a representative here this evening, don't we? I hope. Well, these Memers are special. And they maintain the gazebo and the rain garden. What are you laughing at? So we want to thank them for their service as well. They couldn't be here this evening. They're memering somewhere. So, but we acknowledge them as we should. Guess what we get to do now? Hey, hockey dudes, come on up to the podium. Where's the general manager and the coach? Brent. Yep. You guys move like... What, are you part of the senior league? Come on, move. Lord.
They don't have their skates on, coach.
Yeah. That's right.
Holy
That's right.
moly. You guys wear figure skates or hockey skates?
Good thinking, irritate them.
Brent, introduce yourself. These are the five captains for the Kane County Hitmen, Geneva's newest junior hockey team, playing at Fox Valley Ice Arena. Their first game is Friday, September 9th. I believe the puck drops at 7:50 p.m. And these guys' curfew is like 9:30. That's tough.
That's tough.
Brett, Say hello to everybody. Tell us a little bit about these guys.
Excellent. My name is Brent DeGruce. I'm the head coach and general manager. These guys come from all over the United States, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. We even got two guys from the Czech Republic.
And where do you guys, they live with families?
Yeah, they all live with billet families, host families in the around Chicago and the area here. To take these guys in, they're all guys aspiring to go to Division I colleges and National Hockey League and pro hockey and so forth.
Synchronized skating?
Maybe a couple of them.
Yeah, I could see the guy with the long hair on the left.
Yeah.
We all know where he lives, so.
I'd be making ice at the paramedics right now, if I were you.
Yeah, well, you know. Hockey schmocky. Go ahead, coach.
Right, but these players, these are the top players from around the country. There's 28 teams in the North American League. It spans from Alaska all the way to New York. So it's an exciting opportunity for them, and we're certainly excited to be representing the city of Geneva and Kane County, and looking forward to bringing some good hockey here and some championships. And
God, you've got the accent for it too. It's like
you like that. You like that?
I like it.
I'm struggling here. This is tall, so I'm trying to.
Oh, it looks good, man.
Good. All right. Okay. So, but we're just really excited, and you're going to find these guys are hard workers, excited to be in the community, and we want to make this a community team, and we want to play a big part here. So.
And your first game is against Jamestown, New York.
Jamestown, New York, the Ironmen. Yeah.
The Ironmen.
Yeah.
Wow. And who chose the name Hitmen?
Our ownership.
Oh, Mark and the gang?
Well, one of our owners is here, Debbie.
Oh, you're kidding.
Debbie Hammersmith, Mark's wife. Yeah.
Oh, how do you do? Good to see you. I met your daughter, Nikki, the other night. Lovely young lady.
Do you know these guys?
So
gentlemen, you want to say hello?
Sure. Introduce the
gentleman. Give your...
Yeah, I want to hear. Okay, you tell us your name.
And your position.
Your position? Why you chose this, tertiary sport.
Wow.
What? Sam Hill,
Yeah. You
got to share your story with these guys.
Well,
where you're from, what age, all that good stuff.
Real men play hockey.
Yeah, well, maybe knock hockey. But, go ahead, they're handsome.
Well, I'm Brent Formosa. I'm actually from Detroit, Michigan. And nice.
Formosa.
And Detroit's just a huge hockey town, so that's pretty much how I started into hockey. Can't be any happier playing here in Chicago, especially in Geneva. Community's fantastic. The facility is unbelievable. Probably one of the.
Mr. Formosa, how old are you, man?
I'm 19. 19.
What position do you play?
I'm a forward. So hopefully we can see, hopefully a big physical presence you guys will see.
Looks like Esposito.
Yeah, who's your hero? Who's your hockey hero when you're growing up? Don't say the Hanson brothers,
Steve
either.
Steve Yeisman. Yeah, definitely Steve Yeisman. One of my favorite hockey players is actually Jeremy Roenick. So, Chicago guy.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
But facility and arena, the community's phenomenal.
And where do you live? Where's your family that you're bunking with?
Right now I'm in Round Lake. But
cruise from Round Lake to here?
Yes, every day.
Whoa.
But they're currently moving me closer to the arena. So.
Is that because of issues?
No. Just currently because of the...
So it's not like the 1998 men's hockey team that threw all the chairs out the windows?
No.
You guys weren't even born for games.
It's because of the drive. Apparently, the coach wants all his players to be closer to the rink. So
smart move, man.
Yep.
Okay, one of the Hanson brothers. Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm talking
you?
About the band, not the hockey guys. So.
My name's Eric Safransky. I am 20 years old, and I play defense for the Hitmen.
Where are you from?
I'm from Frankfort, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were shooting the bull about Frankfort.
Yep.
That's a great place, man.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It sure is. Yeah. And where did you go to high school?
I went to my freshman and sophomore year, I went to Brother Ice. And then junior, senior, I went to Piatone.
You did?
Yes.
How's that new airport coming along? No, not so good.
No.
Nice. So after this, what next?
Well, this is my last year of hockey. Well, juniors, actually.
Because at age 21, you got to move on.
Exactly. So hopefully I'll have a D1 scholarship. And then college. You just do everything I can, possibly go pro somewhere.
If you could play anywhere for college, where would you want to play?
North Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, UND, baby.
Yep.
Life's good. They have a beautiful facility.
Yeah, they do.
We have a reporter on the ground named John Treweiler. From Geneva, he's the morning on-the-street guy for Fargo Television. You wouldn't
he's
like
getting
him.
In with the hockey.
Yeah. Oh, he's a big hockey guy.
He's a hockey puck.
He's a hockey puck, yeah. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to share? GPA, anything?
Just glad to be here.
We're glad you're here, too.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Joey Haydock. I'm from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I'm 19 years old.
Sounds like you've said this before.
No.
Where are the cops? They've probably heard
this.
Yeah,
that ends with officer.
I'm proud to be here, too. I'm glad to be in the community. Hopefully we can get some good support.
Oh, I think you will. There's no question about it. So what's so special about you? What position do you play?
I play forward, and I've started playing hockey since I was about 4 years old.
Really?
I first started skating, and I've loved that ever since. So
that's your life, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all I want to do is play hockey.
No kidding. This is a silly question, but I'm serious. Are those all your teeth?
Yeah. I haven't lost any.
You haven't lost any teeth?
Not yet.
No. So you haven't seen a dentist nor a barber?
No.
That's awesome.
No.
Awesome.
Not for a while.
There's no league rules, coach, about the hair length? Really?
Good flow.
Looks good coming out of home.
Yeah.
It does. Okay, move on.
Hello, my name's David Andera. I'm from Southern California. Yeah.
What town? What town, man?
It's Canyon Lake by the Orange County area.
Cool, man.
And 18 years old. Just also, like Formosa said, we're really excited to be here. Really excited to get in the community and start playing. So
you're 18 years old. You're
18.
2,500 miles from home.
Yes.
How's it going?
I love it. I mean, I'm all about hockey.
So you don't like your family?
I have a new one here, so it's not too.
Wow. Now, where do you live in the area?
Roselle. I live with Alex and his family, so they took me in.
That's awesome, man. What else about you? What position do you play?
I'm a forward.
Are there any other positions on the team but forward? I don't know what that is. What is defense?
Holy.
Oh, cool, man.
And that's about it.
So where do you want to go to school?
Wherever gives me the most money. It's the truth.
Maybe Alex can homeschool you.
Yeah, maybe.
I can try.
So. That's all. Well, we're glad you're here, man.
Thank you. Very excited.
Which one of these guys do you like the least?
They're all a little bigger than me, so I'm not going to answer.
Smart
that.
Answer. You got the hockey look. This not you. Get away. This guy, you got the hockey look. Yeah. Who's he look like?
You're I get Patrick Kane a lot.
You do.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got asked actually at the gym.
I was thinking Erica Kane. See who that is?
No.
Yeah, nobody knows who that is. Does anybody know who that is?
All my
yeah.
children.
All my children.
He's
going to
kill
famous. You know who it is? Yeah. It's a compliment.
Thank you. Well, my name's Alex Murphy, and I'm a defenseman, not a forward. And I'm from Roselle, Illinois. Like you said, I was him. So.
Which high school do you go to?
Lake Park.
Lake Park.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. And you're how old?
I'm 20.
20.
Yeah.
Why number 15?
Well, actually, this isn't my real number. Our jerseys are being made right now. They got to be ready for the 9th. So
I'm
number 7.
Ah. Is that your number?
Yes.
You've always had that number?
I've had it ever since I was a little kid.
Is that right?
I was 20, number 20, like one random year, but ever. Really?
What's in store next year for you?
Hopefully college. I mean, if I could choose a college, it would be Minnesota, but,
really?
I mean, same thing he said, whatever pays the most money, you know.
And are the scholarships pretty plentiful for... I mean, obviously, you can get D2 money as well, but scholarships, or no?
Just
D1. Just D1 in hockey?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, where's the Frozen Four being played this year?
I don't know. Not sure.
We'll find out.
Do you guys know what's on MTV today?
No.
Probably Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Well, okay, what do we expect to see on Friday night and the games thereafter? I mean, you're called the Hitmen for a reason. That's apparently... to toughen you up? I mean, hockey's not all about fighting, though.
No, no. Well, the way our coach coaches is he's big offensively. So hopefully you guys see a lot of goals. That's what we're going for, and none from the other team. And then, I mean,
that was well said, by the way.
That's me and him, yeah. So we'll do our best.
So you're willing to dive in front of a slap shot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Mouth guards are required, I presume?
No.
They're not? Even at junior hockey level?
No.
You don't have to wear it, but you do.
I mean, it'd probably be a good idea.
Really? You didn't answer the question. Do you or don't you?
I don't.
Wear a mouth guard out there?
No.
Dude.
Well, we wear the half shield, so, like, it falls out of your mouth, then you got to go get it. That's a lot of work. I'd rather lose a tooth than go get my mouth guard.
And the speed in which you guys approach the podium, that'd take, like, 10 minutes. Oh, man.
Exactly.
A brand new pair of hockey skates, top of the line. What do they cost?
$800.
A pair?
Yeah, for two.
No, each.
Just for one.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's rough.
And how long do they last?
Usually like a season.
That's it?
Yeah. Depends on how much you skate. Like at a level like we play, it's usually about a season.
And then what do you do with the old skates? Are they provided to leagues, other leagues for kids who perhaps are students who can't afford other skates, or are they?
I mean, you can do that. There's a lot of pro shops that have like equipment drives and stuff, so.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
Coach, man, they've edged you out. What do you think?
I know.
Friday night, 7:50 puck drop, Fox Valley Ice Arena. You guys are on TV. You know that, right?
Yeah. Now we do.
That's awesome, man. Well, I'll be there certainly, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, indeed.
So that'd be great. Okay.
You must have got a free ticket.
No, I didn't get a free ticket. I didn't get a free ticket, did I?
I don't know, dude.
Better now.
In other words, I don't want one, and I'd be glad to pay. It'd be awesome. I'm going to sit up in the skybox. Batavia owns one. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I saw them the other night. They are pretty nice.
They're pretty nice, aren't they? Well,
I
good
hope
luck
I never have to sit up in it during the game. But
that would not be good.
No.
That would not be good at all. You just kind of found your groove right now, didn't you? You're just going to talk all night. Well, gentlemen, we're proud that you're good athletic ambassadors for Geneva. We wish you luck this season. I'm certain you'll see a lot of these faces. A lot of these firefighters have never even seen a hockey game. Yeah, they're more into, like, you know, rhythmic gymnastics and stuff like that. So, symphony, ballet, yeah, that kind of stuff. So, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
And there they go back to their seats. If you guys need to sneak out, that'd be rude and inappropriate, but...
Do it anyway.
But do it anyway. Chief Olson. This is your big time, big guy. Yeah, when you play hockey or something?
Yeah. I can assure you I don't.
This is a big night for you, Chief, isn't it?
For the department.
Yes, it is. For the department. I should say, forgive me, you're right, for the department. And tonight we're here to celebrate your accreditation.
I appeared before you in June, and I reviewed with you the results of the site visit for the part of our accreditation work. And we went over the recommendations that have been made, and subsequent to that, 2 weeks ago, we appeared before the commission and met their questioning, their grilling, about the operations of the department and the various things you reported on about us by the assessment team. And ultimately, they voted to reaccredit the department. And to give you some perspective of that, there's 165 accredited agencies in the United States, Canada, and Europe. There are 300 other departments that are trying to reach that point now. It's a stratified area that we are in. It takes a lot of work to get there, and the reason why is it's standing behind me in this room. I can assure you it didn't happen because of me. It happened because of the people in this room. And I've told them many times in meetings, and I'm telling them publicly now, we're a good department because of what they do and because of the contributions, because of dedication. I'm just very fortunate that I have these people working for me. And they don't work for me. I work with them. But to that end, Mr. Mayor, our project manager was Deputy Chief Scott Spencer, and he has something he'd like to present to you and the council. So I'd like to turn it over to him.
Since this is an evening of presentations, I'd like you to step forward, please.
You got it, man.
Are you going to heckle them?
Ask the hockey guys to leave.
Hey, guys, you want to take a couple of shots?
It is my pleasure to give this to you from all the members of the Geneva Fire Department as recognizing our reaccreditation, and this certificate is good until 2016.
Is that right?
It is. So,
thank you.
From our fire department to you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Mayor beaten by new hockey team. That's going to be a great
honor. Congratulations, gentlemen and ladies. Congratulations. Very, very. It's extraordinary. And I think what's most impressive about this accreditation is, what is there, 7 departments in Illinois alone?
Yeah.
8. Oh, yeah, 8 including Geneva, I think, right? A total of 8. That's it. Who have this status. That's pretty cool. That puts you in rare air indeed. And I think what's also pretty humbling is the fact that your peers judge you. That's got to be pretty intimidating. Now, who else is on the accreditation team? I mean, you guys were all judged, of course, but who else did some of the heavy lifting as well? Anybody? Oh, good. Have I said something wrong?
No, I'm going to miss some names. I know I will, but there's.
But I just want one of these. You know, I want one of these. You know, firefighters to come up here and share with us what it's like.
Kevin Swanson.
I don't want him. Swanee, get up here, man. Where are you? Come on up here.
Wow.
Moving.
You've been on the department for how long?
12 years? 13 years. 10 years full time.
Third time you've been accredited?
Yes.
It's a grueling process?
Yes, for other people. I have a very minute part.
But you're all a team, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, obviously when they come and talk to everybody that's in the stations and they ask questions, but they're all firefighters. They're chief or this or whatever, they're firefighters. So we're all the same. It doesn't matter where you come from in the country or what part of the state you're from or whatever it might be. We all speak the same language. They all understand. They'll sit down and eat with you at lunch and just it's more talking. It's not like a test. It's not a Scantron form. It's it's just.
Do you feel like you're always on though or no?
No. Not so much. No. Luckily, I was on vacation this time, so I didn't even have to really deal with it.
Chief, why did you mention Swanson's name? This is the reason he got the accreditation, because Swanee was on vacation?
It's like, yes.
Is that what it is? Unbelievable. So how proud are you of your teammates?
Oh, it's incredible. Like you said, 8 in Illinois.
It's amazing.
And throughout the whole world, basically, 170... 60-ish. So, I mean, it's really impressive. And it's a lot of grueling hours and a lot of guys sitting at the computer, making the exhibits, doing all the things, and then everybody bringing them the information on top of it. Everybody's involved in some way. So it's a great thing to see get the plaque and see the sticker rolling down the road all the time because you don't see them very often.
That is cool. So the new stickers are already on the trucks, though, right?
No.
Not yet?
Because it doesn't go until...
Will there be a new sticker on the new truck?
On 7, yeah. Absolutely.
No, the new truck, the one we just spent.
Yes, 207.
Invested.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We don't know where it'll go.
You're going to ruin the new truck with a sticker?
I just chief. Do you see? No Googles. Wow.
Who else wants to say anything? You guys are way too humble, man. Come up here and say a few words. Good no, Lord.
You did a lot.
Anybody? Let's see. Okay, the dude straight ahead of me, right there. Come on up. Share with us. Unfortunately, I can't see your name tag from this far, but share with us your name.
Scar.
Firefighter Scar. How long have you been out of the department?
Since 2007.
So you're a youngin'.
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Yeah, I'm part-time. Paid on call.
Yeah? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah? Okay, thank you very much for your comments. Scar, I like that. Are you related to the Scar family in Geneva? Well, that is a small world, isn't it?
It is.
It's awesome, man. Who else? Anybody? Anybody? We've got another hero. We have lots of heroes, of course, but perhaps this gentleman to my left. I can't see because the lights are off over there. We're looking at you, big guy.
Yes.
Come on up to the podium. And thank you for dressing up tonight. We appreciate that. Does everyone know who this gentleman is?
Oh, yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Scott Singer.
Scott Singer. Firefighter? Police officer?
No.
No?
No. I'm on the good side.
We will be editing that tape. And where did you just return from?
Afghanistan.
Army Reserve.
It's amazing.
Do not put it on your destination list for vacation.
No, I won't. And this is, how many tours is this for you?
I think it's third, isn't it?
Yes.
Three tours.
First in Afghanistan.
It's amazing, man.
1 year. Long time.
Any advice to everybody? Any advice to these hockey players?
Let's go.
Are you a hockey player?
I am not.
Any hockey players in the room?
Raise your hand.
Take that.
But no, I don't consider myself a hero, though. It's the ones that gave the true sacrifice and gave their lives. Those are the real heroes. So I went and did my part, and I'm glad I contributed.
And you still do your part back here?
I do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's awesome, man. As Geneva burns to the ground, you're all here. This is exciting. Who else wants to say anything? It's your night, guys, ladies. Coster?
I think you heard enough from me the past couple of months.
Did I miss something? And we're not talking about fire pits tonight. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
And every one of these guys standing here.
And I'm sure their families are equally as proud as well. So thank you all very, very much. Thank you. Now, hockey guys, take a look at how quickly these firefighters move, man. It's like... Item number 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening, ladies and gentlemen? Item number 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Maladra, seconded by Vogelsberg. Mr. Clerk, when you are ready, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item number 10, municipal bills for payment. We kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills recommended for payment.
Bills for payment total $2,547,705.15.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are displayed on the city website in the city council packet.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as read and displayed on the city's website. Seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions, any comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Excuse me. Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We jump down to item 11A. 11A is to consider ordinance number 2011-41, authorizing and providing for the issuance of general obligation refunding bonds in the electric system alternate revenue source, series 2011, of the City of Geneva, Kane County, Illinois, for the purpose of refunding certain outstanding electric system revenue bonds of the city, and authorizing an execution of an escrow agreement and providing for the imposition of taxes to pay the same.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Kilberg, seconded by Alderman D'Antino. Mary, shall we introduce our guest, correct? We have a special guest with us tonight from Spear Financial, Mr. Phillips. And he brings us, per an email earlier today, some what we think is extraordinarily good news.
Absolutely.
We're confident the community will think the same. So welcome, and thank you for sitting through all that. And
it's my privilege. Kevin McKenna would have liked to have been here, but he cannot be in Galesburg in Geneva at the same time. This is probably the closest I get. I commute from the Geneva train station.
Wow.
And so I said, I will stop here on the way home, and happy to be here, and really happy to listen to the types of things that have been going on here in the community. It's it's great to see. I believe that you've all received a copy of the official statement that was circulated in the market, both in the written format and electronic format. That was coupled with the rating conversations that staff had with Moody's investors. The city retained its AA2 rating with Moody's, which is really extraordinary with the type of economic climate that our nation is facing, being able to protect that rating.
We're right up there with the United States, right?
You are certainly almost there. They're at a AA1, so that they're a smidgen ahead. But
we'll catch them.
You are in rare air with the AA2 rating. So the city has made some hard decisions and being able to protect your reserves, and that's really understood in the marketplace. The bids were taken this morning, and there were three bids that were received. The bids were taken in open auction format so that the bidders were able to see their rank. They don't see by how much they may lead or follow or how many bidders are participating. But the winning bidder was the Bank of Oklahoma. They actually bid four times, so one initial submission and three bids in order to get ahead of the second place bid, which was Baird out of Naperville. So bidding format saved an additional $2,200.78 of interest costs because they were shaving their bids in order to get ahead. The end result of that is some $1,200,000 of nominal savings, meaning that it's the savings over a period of time. That's $913,000 of savings in present value terms, meaning that looking at the dollars in 2011 dollars. really extraordinary. You're looking at over 9% savings. Usually you look at a 2 or 3% savings as being worthwhile. So that what you have accomplished here in the transition of these electric revenue bonds to electric alternate revenue bonds is a stronger security. Again, extremely low interest rates when you're looking at 2.2860 as being the low winning bid for bonds that go out through 2021. And you really can't say enough about the kind of response in the market. People are looking for a safe investment in municipal bonds. You know, what you're offering in the market has been very well received. You can see the two, the winning bid and second place bid were very close, very competitive. So certainly at market, and you are to be congratulated for you know, the initiative that you've taken to protect your rating, and you can see the type of results that will come back and see the savings to your taxpayers and to your ratepayers. So congratulations. Open to answer any questions that you might have.
To what end should we thank you and not us for being going to market on the day the market happened to drop out?
Well, no one can really predict what's happening in the market on any given day. You can always look behind you and recognize that it happened to be fortuitous.
You actually get to choose which day the auction comes up, or
you know, we picked actually the, you know, the day of your council meeting so that we would have fresh results to you. So it really turned out to be fortuitous, but again, you can see it in hindsight more so than you can see it a month ago when the, you know, the dates were being set.
Well, in hindsight, we thank you for your foresight.
We appreciate your meeting on a good day.
Anyone else? Questions or comments from Mr. Phillips? Mr. Phillips, for the benefit of those watching at home, and believe it or not, a lot of people do. Can you succinctly state the three or four reasons why the city's rating remains as strong as it does?
Well, you know, they've talked to the rating agency, and again, you have that material before you, but talks about some of the difficult decisions that you made in order to protect fund balance. You have a stable tax base, you know, and they recognize that. You know, good cash reserves, you know, they recognize that. So, you know, those are the principal things that they've talked about, the conservative financial management of the city, good social economics.
So all of us in the council certainly should be recognized for that foresight.
Absolutely.
As well. Certainly Mary McKittrick and others, Tom and others who put together the numbers, because it's not easy to withhold and refrain from what some people would consider spending and others would consider investing.
Right.
But the kind of report card we received today gives credence to the decisions we made several weeks ago and months ago and perhaps even years ago.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a, you know, it isn't the type of financial picture that is created, you know, in one night. It's a, you know, day after day, year after year,
right,
of making, you know, good decisions. So, you know, it is the affirmation of that, you know, even in the most difficult economic times of our, at least of our nation in the recent time, to be able to have that reaffirmation, you know, comes to the kind of wise counsel that you together have made some difficult choices, and this is an affirmation of those kind of choices that end up in saving really significant funds for your taxpayers and your ratepayers. So you are really to be commended.
Anyone else? Mary, anyone add anything?
Thank you, Mayor. I would just like to thank Sphere Financial for their guidance and help and working with staff together, keeping us apprised and providing the financial insight that you do. It worked out to be twice as good as what you had originally suggested to us. So we're very happy about that. Appreciate the $1 million savings to our taxpayers.
Absolutely. Privilege to be, it's a privilege to be of service.
We do have a motion on the table, and we have a second to accept this ordinance as stated. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Again, congratulations to the council and to Mrs. McKittrick and her team. Item 11B, ladies and gentlemen, consider ordinance number 2011-40, amending Title 4, Chapter 2, the Liquor Control of the Geneva City Code.
Move approval. Second.
Hill makes the motion. Marks makes the second. Mr. Piper?
Yeah, I'm going to, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to recuse myself from this, as I do every time we have a vote that has anything to do with the ice arena. I'll stay consistent and just recuse myself.
I wonder if the hockey team would like to comment on our liquor code. Probably haven't had a chance
to
read it yet.
We don't care.
Haven't had a chance to read the fine detail.
No, no. The teeth are original. The eyes might be shot, though, right, guys? I'm going to get beat up tonight, aren't I?
That's why they're still here.
They're waiting.
Exactly.
That's right. They are waiting, aren't they?
They are waiting.
I'm going with Ralph tonight, man. I'm not leaving here alone. Any questions or comments regarding item 11B? The motion offered by Hill, seconded by Marks. Anyone in the audience? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
The motion passes with 9 affirmative votes. 0 nays, 1 recusal. Let the record show Mr. Piper has rejoined us at the dais. Item 11C, consider approval of temporary outdoor liquor license for Sergio's Cantina, September 9 through 10, 2011.
So moved.
Motion by Vogelsberg.
Second.
Seconded by Marks. Questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Don Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Sammy.
Your vote.
Aye.
Dean vote. Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Item 11C passes unanimously. According to my notes, ladies and gentlemen, we're at item 13, new business. Is there any new business from any member of the audience? Any member of the council? Mr. Kilberg.
Just that next Monday evening during the Committee of the Whole, we'll be discussing the city's response to the Emerald Ash Borer, and we'll have a presentation from staff, and anyone that would have an interest in this subject, they may want to attend or at least tune in and be aware of some of the things that might be taking place in this area.
Thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to thank all the gardeners and people who came out and volunteered and planted our mums, kale, and pansies in time for Festival of the Vine. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I think there's 2 announcements. One is to remind people, of course, that Festival of the Vine is coming next weekend.
Indeed.
One of the finest festivals for people in Geneva to come out and meet their neighbors. As the tradition is, that's the festival when Genevans come out and meet Genevans. And the other, of course, is to repeat the first game for our new hockey team, which should be exciting. And, Mayor, you've got those numbers. What's the date and the time?
Friday the 9th at 7:50, puck drop. Say that very slowly, puck drop. Right, Mr. Attorney?
It should be exciting.
It should be. It should be nice. Anything else? I have one brief announcement, folks, and the much-anticipated, long-awaited Water and Wastewater Task Force has been appointed. Mm-hmm. We have 2 of its citizens at large. Oh, 3. Good Lord, 4 present this evening. First and foremost, we all know that the purpose of this task force is to consider, review, and make any recommendations, if necessary, to the current rate structure. Those recommendations will be forthcoming based on whenever the work is done. There is no timeline other than we would expect the work to be done probably prior to sometime in late spring, so that if, in fact, there's recommendations to be considered, we can consider those in the entirety of the Water and Wastewater Fund for the 2012-2013 budget. The three aldermen who are going to serve on that, thankfully, Alderman Chuck Brown, Alderman Richard Marks, and Alderman Craig Maladra. The citizens who have graciously agreed to donate their time and talent include Mr. Steve Anderson, Mr. Chuck Carroll, who's with us tonight, Mr. Tim Fallon, who sat through all that. How are you, Tim? Thank you again. Mr. Michael Fair, Mr. Gary Mead, and Mr. Joe Stanton. These representatives were chosen not only based on their, to some extent, their expertise in the industry, but also because of where they live, whether they represent residential, commercial, whether they have a favorable opinion of, or perhaps are a little questionable about what we've done. So this is not they're not preaching from the same hymnal, if you will. They're here to explore with Mr. Van Gescom, Mr. Dinges, Mr. Martins, and others to identify what it is we do, how we do it, and whether or not we can do it better, pure and simple. So we look forward to their service. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Marks.
Second.
Seconded by Dantino. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everyone. Cameras are off and microphones are off.